Thank you, Madam Deputy Minister. During the past 5 years, a number of important reforms strengthening the rule of law and protection of human rights have taken place. One of these, the vetting process, is now entering an important phase where the first instance, the Independent Qualification Commission, has completed 98.5% of the evaluation system, where there remains only 11 cases out of a total of 805. Out of this, one judge, four prosecutors, six legal assistants. Also, the Commission has referred 53 verification cases to the Special Prosecution Office for resigned magistrates who have indicia of criminal elements during an administrative investigation conducted by them. This is an important step regarding combating corruption. But at the same time, there have been a number of very important measures, where one of the key measures addressing many of the main problems that we've been having is adoption by the Ministry of Justice for the first time of a strategy for victim protection. Moreover, the adopted Juvenile Justice Strategy, mentioned also by the Deputy Minister, consists of four main strategic goals, where the main place is the investigation of juvenile cases and the treatment of child victims. Work is being done in capacity building of police and social workers, as well as in child-friendly legal defenders. Moreover, very importantly, the establishment of the National Center for Rehabilitation and Reintegration of the Youth will be a key element in supporting children and youth in conflict with the law with their integration in the wider society and then becoming productive members of it. A very important element, which is also raised by the advanced questions of Spain, for which we thank it, is the fact of the new digital map, raised also by the Deputy Minister, which has been the result of an in-depth analysis based on Council of Europe standards and best practices in order to ensure a fair balance between court efficiency and access to justice. For this purpose, while there has been a reduction in the number of courts, there are now service offices in all counties of Albania, including also wherever the previous courts were, that provide a full array of judicial services. Also, the legal aid scheme ensures the delivery of legal aid throughout the territory, including both advice to parties as well as legal representation throughout all the territory, with 20 legal aid centers, 12 law clinics at high education institutions, and 15 engaged NGOs, with a further five taking part just now, so a total of 20. The beneficiary numbers of legal aid has increased steadily from very small numbers to now having more than 8,700 members. An important point made by France regarding the issue of legal aid and mediation, I have the pleasure of saying that under the new scheme, legal aid ensures that also mediation is promoted and assistance given in mediation cases. And based on the new agreement between the Chamber of Mediators and the Free Legal Aid Directorate, now it's possible to have more implications and more applications of the legal aid regime. Regarding other important matters, such as the backlog of court cases, it's important to stress that the High Judicial Council has adopted a backlog reduction strategy. In parallel, work is being done with Parliament, and Parliament will declare much more for amendments to the different laws, both procedural and material, in order to ensure that now we have more efficient systems. Regarding matters of prevention and address of corruption, which has been raised by a number of member states now and in advanced cases, where I'd like to mention, for instance, the United Kingdom and the United States, it's very important to put into focus the fact of the establishment of a new dedicated Minister of State for Anti-Corruption Public Administration, where the Director General for Anti-Corruption falls under his jurisdiction. I also have the great pleasure of saying that today, in this very day, was announced the new cross-sector anti-corruption strategy 2024-2030, which has finalized the process of 2 months of consultation with more than 150 stakeholders from all over the country. The special prosecution continues its strong track record on combating corruption at all levels. And regarding the challenges that we've been facing and for which we're working, the most significant cases in combating high-level crime, corruption, and other practices has been ensuring adequate specialization of human resources and improving risk analysis and investigation support services. Lastly, I would like to mention another topic raised by a number of states here in their intervention regarding amendments to the Family Code for recognition of same-sex relationships by way of civil partnerships or marriages, where Albania has undertaken to make these amendments by 2028 in full line of the rule of law roadmap, which is one of the main instruments for the European integration process of Albania. Lastly, I would just like to mention that the work that has been done for just reform is ongoing, and it is based on very solid grounds, such as the aforementioned roadmap, but at the same time, the cross-sector jet strategy 2430, which we are in the process of finalizing, and in the upcoming weeks, we will put into place. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to the Ministry of Health and Social Protection.